station after lunch. As I did mention, we are hard pressed for time. And we need the understanding of the delegations that we complete our agenda. We cannot afford to spend more time on only one issue. I believe that we have had extensive discussion on private standards. And indeed, private standards are a concern to the Commission. But there are other hard-pressing issues that we must consider during this Commission. I would therefore request that the Commission agrees with the summary of my conclusions on private standards and we close that discussion and go on to the next item on the agenda, which I feel is of great importance to many delegations in the Commission. I don't see any flags, so that's acceptable. Thank you very much. Colombia, please.
Quisiera saber, con respecto a lo último que usted mencionó, si lo sugerido por el representante de la FAO se incorpora a los puntos que usted había colocado como conclusiones. Quiero significar especialmente el tema de la conformidad de las normas del CODES, de las normas privadas con las normas del CODES, es decir, de que sean obligatoriamente el punto de referencia, que estén de conformidad. Y lo segundo, el análisis jurídico que la OMC debe hacer de las normas privadas. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia. That will be the case. The three points mentioned by the FAO will be included in the report. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We would like to confirm that on the report, it will be stated that Brazil proposed a study that will deal in more depth with private standards and that it was supported by more than 20 delegations. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. That will be noted in the report. At this time, I would like to thank everybody for your understanding. I would like to thank everybody for your lively contribution on the agenda items that we have concluded together. We are moving on to the next items on the agenda, agenda 14. Very important agenda, and 15. And I would now like to request that you allow Mr. Dave Sanjay to come and preside over those agenda items. Vice Chair Dave, please. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, distinguished delegates and colleagues on the head table. I will now be in your company for most part of the rest of the day today as the chair for agenda items 14 and 15. And I do look forward to a very lively yet thought-provoking and outcome-oriented discussion. I would greatly appreciate your cooperation during the deliberations. The first item before us is agenda number 14, which in totality is concerning the participation of developing countries in CODEX, and it is divided into two parts, 14A and 14B. 14A is about the use of the trust fund, and 14B is other matters concerning participation of developing countries in CODEX. So we take the first one first, and the document is Alinom 09329E, along with comments of China in Lim 14. You have it on the screen. Then additional information and data on the trust fund in Lim 20. And finally, a proposal prepared by WHO, which is in Lim 19. To introduce the subject, the trust fund was originally launched in February 2003, and it became operational in April 2004. The strategic planning of 2008 was based on two reports, O'Connor's report from UK and Slorak's report funded by CEDA, both of them in 2007. These reports essentially talked of three things. One is widening the participation. Second, strengthening participation of developing countries. And the third, that contribution to scientific advice should result in three things: enhanced trade opportunities, establishment of national food control systems, and capacity building. The report in the document, which is the agenda item before us, has been prepared by the Trust Fund Secretariat of WHO and presents the annual report of 2008 and the progress report January to June 2009. I now invite WHO to present the report. WHO, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'll try to be a little bit brief. We don't need to go through all the different parts of this report, which is a combination, as the Chair just mentioned, of the annual report and the progress report. But I just wanted to highlight three or four issues. In the beginning of the report, you have some graphs trying to explain what has been the development in the money that we get into the trust fund. And you can see there that from the start in 2003 or 2004, we've been relatively constant in getting money in from donors. And I would like to start by recognizing all these donors that, of course, without the donors, this would not be possible. So thank you very much for all your support. We can also see that we seem to have an increase that we hope will be a sustained increase over the last year or so. And this is really very good news. And I think it's also a reflection of recognition amongst all countries that there is actually a significant benefit of making sure that everybody can be at the table when we discuss CODEX matters. The next thing I would like to highlight is the support levels. That there is a table in the paper, table 1, which is on page 4 of the English version. And there you can see the different groupings of countries. Sometimes it causes a little bit of confusion, but I think most people now understand that we're grouping countries according to the economies, and that the poorest of the poor countries get more support than the not so poor countries. That is the basic principle from the start, and you can see here how the developments have been in the number of participants we've been able to support in the different groups. The third thing I'd like to highlight is about the reporting, because one of the only restrictions that we have upon participating and being supported from the trust fund is that you actually have to prepare a report. And we realize that this system could be improved, and we have also tried to improve it now. We've just had discussions with most of the recipient countries with very good suggestions on how to improve that reporting system so that we can actually use the reports also for statistical purposes. But it's a very important part of the trust fund that we actually get some sort of data back from the recipient countries about how they are improving their participation in CODEX. And that's not only about participating, it's also about the preparation, and it's also about the use of what they have done in CODEX when they get back to their countries. The next thing I would like to highlight is on page 7 of the English version. It's in table 4, which presents the matched funding status. And the principle here is that the countries would actually graduate from the CODEX Trust Fund after some years. Depending on the grouping status of the country, you would either get many years of support or few years of support. And when the support declines, it does it in a soft manner so that we have a 50% matching funding status for a number of countries, which means that they have to pay, if the trust fund pays one participant, then the country has to pay another participant. Or we take only one participant and split 50% to the trust fund and 50% to the country. So this is a reflection of trying to make this support sustainable and trying to make sure that the countries will then start also to invest in participating in CODEX meetings. Apart from that, I would say that we are now at the mid-term or mid-life of the CODEX Trust Fund, which is supposed to be 12 years. I'm not sure we have a midlife crisis, but we are at the approximately at the first 6 years, where we should also look upon what we have achieved. We should look back, but we should also look forward into the next 6 years and see whether we can even improve the functioning of the trust fund in new ways. And that is why we have also presented in the two LIM papers some suggestions for how we could actually do that, and whether it would be a good idea to actually have a midterm evaluation that is looking both at the past but also trying to improve the situation into the future. So we would like very much to also have some response, some interaction from the meeting here about ideas for that midterm evaluation, and maybe some reflection on whether that's a good idea and whether we need to include some new strategic thinking through that process of a midterm evaluation. I believe that that's the main points that I would like to bring, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, WHO. I would like to invite comments from the Commission. Okay. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En nuestro papel como coordinadores del Comité Regional para América Latina y el Caribe, expresamos nuestra preocupación regional en lo relativo a la participación de los países en desarrollo en las actividades del Códex. Hemos ya hecho mención en repetidas ocasiones en el pasado a la necesidad de asegurar la transparencia, efectividad y equidad de la distribución del fondo fiduciario. La presencia de los países integrantes de la región en las reuniones del Códex Alimentarios con apoyo del fondo mencionado es limitada, como lo es también la permanencia de los mismos en el listado que los ubica como candidatos a recibir el apoyo. En atención a la solicitud expresa de la señora Presidente de que hablemos sobre soluciones, se proponen las siguientes líneas de acción. Reforzar y revisar las reglas de funcionamiento del fondo fiduciario para la participación de los países en desarrollo en las actividades del Códex, aumentando la disponibilidad de los recursos y prolongando la permanencia en la lista de los candidatos a su utilización. El fondo debe de ser manejado con transparencia y en términos de referencia imparciales y predecibles por medio de la revisión de sus criterios con miras a que efectivamente tengan en cuenta las realidades económicas y sociales de los países de la región. Resulta imperativo también contar con programas de capacitación ya sea enfocados ya sea al desarrollo de capacidades específicas apoyando a los puntos de apoyando a aquellos países que comienzan la consolidación de sus comités nacionales y puntos de contacto, así como apoyar a aquellos más avanzados en el fortalecimiento de su capacidad técnica. Para ello se propone que los coordinadores regionales enfoquen las actividades de capacitación de la FAO, ya que ellos son los que conocen a la región y podrían efectuar una evaluación de las necesidades de la región misma y asegurar el compromiso de los países para hacerlo sustentable. Resulta fundamental exponer también la necesidad de contemplar una gradual convergencia de las reuniones en Ginebra y Roma, sedes de la OMS y de la FAO, respectivamente. Esto brindaría la oportunidad a los países en desarrollo de maximizar el uso de las propias misiones acreditadas ante estas dos agencias especializadas. Este tipo de arreglo, además, ofrece a las agencias varias ventajas, tales como la disminución de gastos de desplazamiento de la Secretaría y el aprovechamiento de los recursos humanos ya establecidos en dichas sedes. La escasa participación de los países en desarrollo requiere acciones urgentes para su pronta revisión. Para que todo ello ocurra, solicitamos que se incorpore en el tema de manera permanente en la agenda de la Comisión y de los comités regionales y que la Secretaría profundice el estudio presentado en la 25ª sesión del Comité del Códex de Principios Generales con un enfoque para que incluya la presentación de sugerencias evaluadas comparativamente y que dicho estudio sea presentado en la 33ª sesión de la Comisión. Gracias.
Dominican Republic, please.
Gracias, presidente. En primer lugar, como delegado de República Dominicana, deseo asociar nuestra delegación a lo dicho hace un momento por México a nombre de los 33 países de América Latina y el Caribe. Señor presidente, el grupo de los 77, que reúne 130 países en desarrollo, realizó una reunión plenaria al mediodía del martes 30 de junio en la Sala Malasia de la FAO. Esa reunión fue convocada por escrito a todas las delegaciones del G77, tanto por vía electrónica como por documentación impresa. Las delegaciones con sede en Roma fueron también contactadas por vía telefónica y el secretario de la Comisión dio aviso tanto al inicio como al final de la sesión matutina del martes. La sesión contó con el quórum requerido para tomar decisiones y la minuta ha sido circulada a todas las delegaciones del G77 en árabe, español, inglés y francés. Señor presidente, el G77, que como le he hecho saber, agrupa 130 países en desarrollo, acordó lo siguiente: que una participación mejorada y efectiva de los países en desarrollo en las actividades del Códex es crucial. Y que el fondo fiduciario es una herramienta esencial para asegurar que todos los países en desarrollo estén representados en las actividades del Códex. En consecuencia, el G77 acordó que el fondo fiduciario FAO-OMS para aumento de la participación de países en desarrollo en las actividades del Códex debe, primero, continuar operando Segundo, incrementar sus recursos financieros, incluyendo de la cooperación sur-sur. Y tercero, ser manejado con absoluta transparencia, especialmente en lo relativo a los criterios de selección para elegibilidad. En este sentido, y presidente, ahora que veo que el rojo se está encendiendo, le ruego me permita concluir porque estoy hablando por 130 países, no por uno solo. En este sentido, no me voy a extender más de un minuto, presidente, pero estoy tomando la palabra por mandato de 130 países. En este sentido, el G77 invocó el principio general de que todas
las iniciativas... I think the issue of G77 was discussed yesterday. The issue of G77 was discussed yesterday, and I would request you to please conclude because your time is up, please. Because there are other agenda items to be discussed, and other people also want to speak.
Sir, thank you. I won't tell you how to conduct a meeting, but if I'm taking the floor on behalf of 130 countries, I am not asking for 130 minutes. I am asking to be able to finish this statement. It won't take more than a minute, sir.
There's a point of order from the Secretariat. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I would just like to clarify that the Secretariat did not participate in the meeting of the G77. And I would also like to clarify again that in this commission, every member speaks for itself, with the exception of the special arrangement that we have for the European Community, where everybody is informed about who is speaking and what the competencies are. But any other member speaks for itself. That is the only thing I can say to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. Do you wish to continue? Is there any specific point which has not been spoken and you would like to speak? Okay, you have 1 minute.
Thank you, sir. Decía que el G77 invocó el principio general de que todas las iniciativas, proyectos y programas de creación de capacidades a nivel local, nacional, subregional, regional y global, constituyen un elemento fundamental en la construcción del desarrollo sostenible, incluyendo la cooperación sur-sur. El G77 acordó que, en el caso específico de los asuntos relativos al Códex, la creación de capacidades a nivel nacional es de importancia fundamental y constituye un paso indispensable para asegurar la participación efectiva de los países en desarrollo en las actividades del Códex. Del mismo modo, el G77 acordó que la creación de capacidades nacionales es especialmente importante en relación a las instituciones que manejan en cada país los asuntos del Códex, tales como los comités nacionales y los puntos focales nacionales. Como le indiqué, presidente, la presidencia del Grupo de los 77, Capítulo Roma, ha realizado esta intervención en nombre de los países en desarrollo por mandato recibido en la reunión indicada. Si así usted lo estima oportuno, puedo suministrarle a través del secretario la lista de los países miembros del G77 y copia de la minuta de la citada reunión. Gracias.
Thank you, Dominican Republic. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Primeramente, un agradecimiento a la Secretaría del Fondo Fiduciario por su gestión en la administración del fondo y, por supuesto, a los países donantes por sus generosas contribuciones. Deseo apoyar las declaraciones de México y de República Dominicana y también deseo expresar que el Fondo Fiduciario ha sido una excelente herramienta para apoyar la participación de los países en desarrollo. Sin embargo, notamos en el informe, 9E, en inglés solamente, que las contribuciones de los donantes han ido en aumento. Sin embargo, por las reglas de la administración, ha disminuido el número de delegaciones participantes, pero no así el número de delegados. El año anterior, bajo la discusión de la participación de los países en desarrollo en Ginebra, se instó a los comités regionales y a los países buscar alternativas para establecer propuestas, para traer propuestas de una mejor participación de los países en desarrollo. En este sentido, el Comité Regional para América Latina y el Caribe evaluó esta situación y bajo su informe al INOR 093236, y particularmente deseo referir al documento CX-LAC-08-169, se presentó un estudio sobre la situación del fondo fiduciario en dos partes. Una que analiza la situación del fondo y la segunda parte que presenta una propuesta de distribución de los recursos. Aquí lo que debemos hacer notar es que hubo un compromiso del representante de la OMS en esa reunión para hacer de conocimiento de la OMS precisamente y la Secretaría del Fondo precisamente sobre esta propuesta. Aquí vemos que de los debates anteriores en relación con la comunicación con la OMS, presentamos este documento para que sea analizado en la revisión del fondo. Muchas gracias.
Ethiopia, please.
First of all, we would like to thank the Codex Trust Fund for allowing participation of at least one head delegate, and that's me. It's really instrumental that funds like the Codex Trust Fund, WHO and FAO, has initiated these endeavor for developing countries, and I highly appreciate this endeavor. Realizing the Codex Alimentarius objectives requires sensitization of all stakeholders, awareness of public institutions, private sector. So we highly appreciate if the participation of members of delegates from developing countries have given the chance, the opportunity to participate in as much Codex meetings as possible. It's very instrumental that least developed countries come on board based on the need to address very pertinent issues in the context of food safety, issues of health of the majority, especially in least developed countries. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ethiopia. Kenya, please.
The Kenyan delegation wishes to thank the donors in the trust fund, and we hope to reiterate the fact that we've gained tremendously from this fund, and that there's been sustained awareness out of regional systems that we've been able to create seminars within the region, and we have been able to participate in the meetings in a significant way, and this benefits the country in a big way. However, we note also the issues to do with the G77, and we would like the members who are propelling these issues to say exactly what is the problem instead of taking us around. The issue here is if they think the Secretariat is spending more money than putting that money into the process, let them say so. But however, we note that it has been of great importance to us to be able to remove the burden, financial burden, of sending our people to these meetings. And of course, when we have these meetings, our reports show the transparency required and accountability of the processes that we've been involved in. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Kenya. Burundi, please.
Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président. Mon intervention sur le rapport de l'OMS porte sur le point de la participation des pays en voie de développement. Il y a un point qui a été cité dans le rapport concernant la restriction à la participation. Quand c'est déjà intitulé comme ça, ça me donne une mauvaise impression. Moi, je pense que... il y a un point intitulé dans le rapport, intitulé la restriction à la participation. Quand
je vois, j'entends déjà le mot restriction à la participation, c'est déjà un mauvais départ pour ce qui va aller la suite. Bon, les trois points, j'ai retenu trois points qui concernent la restriction à la participation. C'est le rapport. Donner le rapport, il faut voir pourquoi ce rapport n'a pas été donné. Il y a des cas où un rapport n'est pas donné parce qu'on n'a pas pu participer suite à un problème, peut-être d'arriver au lieu de réunion, suite au problème de visa par exemple, ou d'autres problèmes. Deuxième point, vous avez dit que le pays bénéficiaire doit montrer comment il va augmenter la participation, sa stratégie pour augmenter la participation dans les activités du codex. Bon, d'accord, le pays bénéficiaire doit présenter une stratégie d'augmenter sa participation dans l'avenir, mais aussi l'OMS ou le fonds fiduciaire, plutôt le codex, devrait montrer aussi comment il entend, quelle est la stratégie pour augmenter, pour inciter les gens à participer, à augmenter la participation dans les activités codex. Parce qu'en fait, il y a des pays qui ne participent pas parce qu'ils ne comprennent pas l'importance des activités codex. Alors que c'est une activité d'enjeu international. Alors, moi je pense que les pays qui ont compris et les organismes qui ont compris, comme l'OMS, comme la FAO, doivent mettre sur pied une stratégie qui permet à tous les pays de comprendre et de mettre parmi les priorités du pays la participation dans les pays codex. Le troisième point concerne le financement de contrepartie. Le financement de contrepartie qui...
Could you kindly summarize? Your time is already up.
Oui, je résume.
Thank you.
Le dernier point, c'est le 50% que... ces compatriotes dans les activités codex. Alors, à mon avis, il y a des pays, il faut étudier cas par cas. Il y a des pays qui ont des problèmes financiers. Il y a des problèmes des pays qui ont des problèmes financiers. Alors, à ce moment-là, je pense que...
I would request you to kindly complete. Thank you.
Je demanderai à ce que... On supprime cette condition parce que cette condition bloque les pays pauvres à la participation dans les pays dans les activités codex. Voilà, je m'en vais.
Thank you, Burundi. I would request delegates to kindly stick to the time frame. Thank you so much for your understanding. Mali, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Permettez-moi, à la suite des autres délégations, de remercier le Fonds fiduciaire pour sa contribution à la participation des pays en voie de tournant, parce que vraiment le Fonds fiduciaire a été un vrai succès. Mais c'est très clair que c'est une expérience qui ne peut pas être permanente. C'est pourquoi nous avons toujours défendu le fait qu'il est important qu'on puisse voir dans quelle mesure on créerait des pôles au niveau régional qui prendrait la relève de ce fonds fiduciaire. Donc permettre, c'est pourquoi je soutiens fermement la déclaration du représentant du groupe de 77 pour pouvoir appuyer le renforcement des capacités au niveau étatique, mais surtout au niveau régional et sous-régional pour pouvoir prendre la relève du fonds fiduciaire et pouvoir assurer les mécanismes d'accompagnement des pairs, que les pays qui sont les mieux avancés, plus avancés dans une région puissent accompagner ceux qui sont les moins avancés, aussi bien en termes d'expertise technique qu'en termes de disponibilité des ressources financières, et désormais que toutes les ressources qui seront mobilisées puissent être plus un appoint, que ce soit obligatoirement la condition de participation. Et les pays ne peuvent pas seulement compter sur l'appui extérieur pour participer à des activités considérées au niveau national comme des activités prioritaires. L'accompagnement, l'apport extérieur, c'est toujours un accompagnement et non un remplacement des activités nationales. Donc voilà, Monsieur le Président, merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Mali. Syrian Arab Republics. Syria, please.
سوريا تشكر الأماني على ما قدمته لسوريا من معونة وتضم صوتها إلى صوت المكسيك في الدعم وشكرا.
Thank you, Syria. United States, please.
Thank you, Chairman. There's no doubt that the Trust Fund has been very successful in expanding the number of countries that have been able to participate in CODEX, and this has added to the richness and to the depth of the discussions that we've had, and to the ability of CODEX to consider a wide diversity of views and needs as it does its work. But every successful organization needs to be constantly looking for ways to get better. And we certainly heard a number of concerns expressed today. And I'm pleased that WHO has begun planning an evaluation. The United States believes that member countries must play a very active role in this evaluation at every step of the way, beginning with determining what information we need to have. If we don't decide up front what we need to have, we are not going to get that information from the evaluation. So that's very important. Member countries, that includes donors, beficiaries, past donors, past beneficiaries, will all have very useful information and very useful input to this evaluation to assure that it will answer the questions that member countries have. And so I again strongly urge that member countries be given a very active role in the evaluation throughout the design and analysis. Thank you.
United States, Central African Republic. Central African Republic, please. Central African Republic, it's not there? Okay.
Je prends la parole ici au nom de mon pays d'abord, parce que nous avons une situation spécifique par rapport aux pressions d'abord de tout ce qui se passe en guerre autour de la République centrafricaine. Et la République centrafricaine reçoit des produits qui viennent de tous côtés, puisqu'il y a des réfugiés qui affluent dans ce pays. Il y a déjà ça. Et donc, quand il y a des produits qui arrivent, parce qu'il y a des gens qui arrivent pour se nourrir, il y a les peuples autochtones aussi en souffrent énormément. De cela, nous trouvons que le codex, pour nous centrafricains, nous trouvons qu'il faut absolument que le codex s'implante avec ses activités en République centrafricaine. C'est à ce titre que une équipe, un groupe de travail spécifique pour le codex alimentarius a été mis sur pied et a travaillé, on a trouvé le texte pour créer le codex alimentarius national. Le comité du codex alimentarius national, et donc ce texte est arrivé au niveau du gouvernement, mais le gouvernement a demandé à ce que ce texte soit amendé. Et l'amendement devait être fait par rapport à toutes les réunions qui se tiennent du codex depuis 2008 jusqu'à aujourd'hui. Malheureusement, la RCA a des difficultés. Les membres de ce groupe qui travaille ont des difficultés pour se rendre à ces réunions. Les invitations arrivent toujours 5-6 jours avant la réunion. Et nous avons des difficultés pour nous y rendre. Moi, j'ai eu cette chance cette fois-ci parce que j'ai au moins cette chance. Et je suis arrivé parce qu'on s'est pris à temps et je pense que le codex, le secrétariat du codex a reçu plusieurs lettres en ce sens et effectivement à la fin on a eu quelque chose. Donc c'est pour dire que nous avons une situation spéciale, nous souhaiterions que le codex prête vraiment beaucoup attention à la République centrafricaine qui d'ailleurs, si elle a un impact dans le pays, c'est sûr que l'impact va s'élargir au niveau de l'Afrique centrale. Et je souhaite encore que le codex alimentarius travaille avec la commission économique de bétail, de viande et de ressources halieutiques en zone CEMAC, parce que les six pays de la CEMAC, le Cameroun, le Congo, la République centrafricaine, le Tchad, tous ces six pays qui sont là, ont une organisation qu'on appelle la commission économique de bétail, de viande et de ressources halieutiques en zone CEMAC, et qui s'occupe de tous ces problèmes d'élevage en santé animale, en production animale, qui fait un petit effort pour nous aider dans ce sens. Dans le contexte, la participation, justement, j'ai vu que, comme on a dit ce matin, peut-être qu'il n'y a pas eu les lettres d'invitation, la demande d'invitation à des réunions du codex par cette commission, mais vraiment c'est important que cette commission soit dans le codex alimentarius, puisque le codex alimentarius aura un impact très large au niveau de l'Afrique centrale, parce que la République centrafricaine, un petit problème, c'est la République centrale qui subit des problèmes positifs, les autres aussi vont en bénéficier. Je pense que le codex...
Central African Republic,
bon, could you kindly... Permettez-moi, s'il vous plaît. Pour le problème de la mise en place du codex, je vous fais comprendre aussi que le ministère du développement rural, chargé de l'agriculture et de l'élevage, a pris ce problème en tête et il y a des difficultés, puisque nous n'avons pas encore tous les textes qui régissent le code de alimentarius, qui nous permettent réellement de prendre un texte officiel pour déjà commencer le travail pour la mise en place déjà de contrôle de qualité de tout. Et cela fait appel à des moyens, un laboratoire, un petit laboratoire d'analyse.
Thank you very much, Central African Republic.
Donc, il y a vraiment...
Thank you so much. I think we need to move forward. Give me a minute. I've got a list of names already, and I would like to stop here because generally the opinion which is coming up is similar, and we will have to conclude the discussion on this subject as soon as possible. Give me a minute, please. Thank you so much. Delegates, I've got 13 more names with me, and I will read them out. Venezuela, Norway, Brazil, Eritrea, South Africa, Egypt, Cuba, Guinea, Ghana, Argentina, Chile, India, and Congo. Okay, the last one, Uganda. That makes 14, and we would conclude at 14. I now have a list of 20 names. I wanted to conclude this discussion on this agenda in the next 10-15 minutes, but it seems it's becoming difficult. I would request you to please not repeat what has been said earlier. Please make a specific recommendation on what this midterm evaluation should look at. And if some suggestion has been made by some delegate, kindly do not repeat that. Something else could be said. Thank you very much for your indulgence. And I now invite Venezuela to quickly mention their intervention. Thank you.
Gracias, señor presidente. Quiero expresar acá algo muy breve para ser consecuente con lo que usted ha señalado de la falta de tiempo, para que se entienda que todos los países que están representados en la FAO, el FIDA y el PMA y que forman parte del grupo de América Latina y el Caribe respaldan todo lo expresado por la representante del CCLA en su exposición y en su declaración, y por tanto le damos el respaldo tanto a la representante de México como al representante de la República Dominicana, quien también expresó puntos de vista discutidos por 130 países que representan el FAO y el FIDA y el PMA, el G77 más China. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Venezuela. Norway, please.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I will, as one of the countries that has supported the Trust Fund since the beginning, I will express the appreciation to all the developing countries that comes here with the support from the Trust Fund, and we appreciate very much the increased participation from developing countries. And of course, I also will thank the FAO and WHO for their work with the Trust Fund. My comment is on the midterm evaluation, and we are of the opinion that of course it's important to evaluate the Trust Fund, and we are not against the midterm review, but there has already been two evaluations of the Codex Trust Fund, and the Trust Fund is going to continue for 6 more years, I think, and therefore we think it's important that the evaluation now that is under planning is as slender as possible in order to use the money in the Trust Fund to what it is most important for the Trust Fund, to make people from the developing countries able to participate in the Codex session. So again, we are not against the midterm review, and we will very much discuss that later, but we think evaluation should be as slender as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Norway. Eritrea, please.
Thank you, Chairman. First, we wish to thank the Codex Trust Fund Secretariat for the excellent report provided us. Moreover, we wish to thank WHO for managing the Trust Fund and being able to participate in the Codex meeting. One observation we would like to point out, in the report Alinorum 0932-9E, we observe that regional Codex training have been organized in some parts of the regions. I would like to know the decision-making process for organizing such training events from the WHO. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Eritrea. Your question will be answered shortly. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, I would like to subscribe what was said by Dominican Republic on behalf of the G77 countries. And this is an issue. The participation of developing countries is an issue that Brazil has been calling the attention because of the fact that the situation, our absence, is impairing. Is impaired by the structure of the Codex. We feel we somehow we are practically excluded from this norm generating exercise, and we need to, and we are basically participating at the final stages when all technical discussions have been already concluded. The situation must urgently be overcome, and we recognize the role of the trust fund since it has been instrumental in helping some developing countries to participate in meetings. However, the limited existence and resources, along with its imperfect management and lack of transparency, will in the near future undo all the benefits it has been sought to provide. In this regard, Chairman, relating to the participation of developing countries, Brazil strongly supports what was said by the convener of CICILAC on our behalf on the three-pronged approach on reinforcing the trust fund and expanding its lifespan and having a more transparent and impartial management. On the need for capacity-building initiatives and programs in developing countries focus at strengthening the national institutions devoted to Codex affairs, such as Codex committees and Codex plans. And also, we think that it's important to talk about the geographical convergence of meetings in Geneva. This will render Codex structure more rational, enabling us to revisit the hosting mechanism in this organization with a view to its renewal. Developing countries need fair access and ownership of all Codex activities. Rather than having a narrow focus on financial implications, we must aim at recuperating the essence of multilateral and democratic principles of Codex. We endorse the proposals proposed by Mexico on this agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. There is a bit of an overlap between Agenda 14A and 14B. Most of the points that you have mentioned are basically applicable in the Agenda 14B, which relates to the participation of developing countries. Under this agenda, we were focusing on use of the trust fund. So anyway, your points have been taken note of for Agenda 14B. Thank you, Brazil. South Africa, please.
Thank you, Chair. South Africa is of the opinion that there is still a need for continuation of the trust fund. That looks at not only on attendance of the meeting, but it needs to also prioritize, especially in terms of training and strengthening of Codex contact points, as well as the national Codex committees. We are again of the opinion that without a continuation of the trust fund and strengthening of Codex contact points, the developing countries would not have the same level of understanding in terms of what is required of them. And perhaps a qualitative assessment should be made, or it's necessary, that looks in terms of the impact of how the trust fund is benefiting the participation of developing countries. Thank you.
Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. بداية نوجه الشكر والتحية لحساب صندوق الأمانة والقائمين عليه والجهات المانحة بما يقدمونه من دعم لمشاركة البلدان النامية في أعمال الدستور الغذائي، ونأمل أن تزداد المخصصات التي يتم رصدها للدول النامية في هذا الخصوص لضمان استمرارية المشاركة في أعمال الدستور الغذائي. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. I would greatly appreciate if the delegations could focus their comments on suggestions for evaluation of the midterm evaluation of the trust fund. Thank you so much. Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Cuba también considera que el fondo ha sido una iniciativa valiosa e importante para lo que hemos podido acceder y darnos cuenta en algún momento cuánto hemos podido avanzar gracias a esa participación, pero considera que en los momentos actuales el fondo efectivamente debe buscar otros mecanismos y formas de actuación para lograr un trabajo de mayor carácter equitativo y de mejor acceso y transparencia, y en ese sentido Cuba respalda plenamente los planteamientos de México y de República Dominicana y desea expresar su criterio de que así deben ser reflejados en acta y que también procede de forma inmediata, y quisiera recomendar que se hiciera un estudio lo más abierto posible y transparente con la opinión de los gobiernos. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Cuba. Guinea, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je voudrais remercier le Fonds fiduciaire, FAO-OMS, pour l'appui apporté à la Guinée pour sa participation aux différentes réunions du Codex. Je remercie également la FAO qui nous a appuyés dans le fonctionnement du Comité national du Codex. Et c'est grâce à notre participation aux réunions du Codex que les autorités de notre pays ont été sensibilisées et ont accepté de mettre en place un comité national. Donc, bien que mon pays soit dans une période de transition, je suis d'accord avec vous qu'avec le temps, nous devons avoir une certaine autonomie. Mais c'est trop tôt pour le Fonds fiduciaire de se retirer. Donc, j'appuie la proposition de l'Égypte. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Guinea. Ghana, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ghana will also like to support the proposals made, but in looking at the way forward, we think that in addition to the midterm evaluation and looking at member countries, it would be useful if the member countries that have been enjoying the trust fund will also show what in the long term they will be doing to ensure sustained participation. And in the CC Africa meeting, it was agreed that we need to look at the national structures and also sensitizing political leadership to ensure that support will be found for this very important activity. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Argentina, please. Kindly say it again because we have not been able to hear.
Ahora sí. Gracias, señor presidente. Mi delegación desea apoyar la presentación realizada por México en nombre del CECELAC. Solicitamos que dicha presentación sea incluida en el informe. Señor presidente, los tres pilares o aspectos presentados por México están articulados y los tres tienen sentido si se consideran globalmente.